Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's King SRM's Nick Sorrell.
NORAD detected and tracked four Russian military aircraft on Tuesday as they passed through international airspace off Alaska's coast. It dispatched four F-16 fighters and an air tanker from Eielson Air Force Base and an electronic surveillance plane out of Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson to intercept the aircraft. A NORAD news release issued Wednesday says the four Russian aircraft remained in the Alaska Air Defense Identification Zone throughout the 15-hour flight and did not enter sovereign U.S. airspace. A NORAD spokesperson on Thursday identified the aircraft as two Tu-95 Bear bombers and two Su-35 Flanker fighter jets. Russian aircraft regularly fly through the Alaska Air Defense ID zone, and the news release says U.S. and allied military officials don't see it as a threat. University of Alaska Fairbanks military affairs expert Cameron Carlson says international law permits those flights.
They're not penetrating the sovereign territory of these nations. They're going in there, and they have, by international law, the capability to do so. And understandably so, other countries would scramble their fighter aircraft in a response.
According to the U.S. Naval Institute, the intercept occurred in airspace over neutral waters of the Bering and Chukchi Seas along the west and northwest coasts of Alaska. The last Russian sortie reported by NORAD was on September 24th, when the same kind of formation of two Bear bombers and two Flanker fighters transited the Alaska Air Defense ID zone. That was the last of several Russian incursions into the zone that occurred last summer, one of which included a joint formation of Russian and Chinese aircraft. The Kenai City Council recently decided to extend its agreement with several departments within the state to continue spruce tree mitigation operations through the end of next year. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez with more.
The Kenai City Council, during its most recent meeting, extended the city's memorandum of agreement with the state of Alaska, the Department of Natural Resources, and the Division of Forestry and Fire Protection to continue spruce tree mitigation through December 31st of 2025. The city has two MOAs with the Division of Forestry. The first memorandum provides funding to the city of Kenai for the operation of a slash disposal site located near Mile 13 off Kenai Spur Highway that has been operated for three summers. The city has about $85,000 remaining of the original memorandum fund of $150,000. Terry Eubank, Kenai City Manager, stated that the state of Alaska is interested in continuing to operate the site and providing funding to do so again next summer. The second MOA involves the removal of hazardous trees, such as the spruce bark beetle, and tree cutting. The city of Kenai's match share to a federal grant of the same amount was $385,000. Kenai City Manager Eubank on the funding.
In order for us to continue to utilize the remainder of that federal grant, we need this memorandum and that funding, or we have to come up with our own funds to provide that match.
They want to expand the scope of the tree cutting memorandum, which currently limits where trees can be cut and which phases have been approved for cutting. MOA Article 3, Item 1 in the scope of work section was amended and replaced with the following: provide one or two collection sites for city residents and other city hazardous fuels removal operations to drop off woody debris. The parties agree that the use of collection sites, as stated above, is clarification rather than addition of the allowable purposes of the MOA. Article 3 originally specified the treatment of 105 acres at areas identified in the CWPP. The parties agree to expand the designated treatment area beyond the original 105 acres to include additional city-owned property requiring treatment to remove hazardous fuels necessary to address wildland fire hazards. Eubank claims the city wants more funding to limit their work on the slash site. The funding was scheduled to expire at the end of this month. Funds authorized by the original agreement were not exhausted during the completion of the original scope of work, and a balance of the original funding amount remained available for additional work. The purpose of the First Amendment is to also extend the due date for the final report. For KSRM News, I'm Peyton Hernandez.
A report called the U.S. Utilities Market Size and Household Spend Report for 2024, released by third-party bill payment website Doxo, shows that Kenai and Soldotna are the 10th and 12th most expensive communities in Alaska, respectively. The report shows Kenai sitting 2% above the national average in household bills, with residents paying on average $2,173 per month. Soldotna swings the other way, coming in at 6% below the national average, and resident bill totals averaging at $1,989 per month. Both cities are still below the average for bill expenses in Alaska, the report shows. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.